Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a messy start this morning. We have showers across our area, and I'll show you where it's most likely to affect your morning commute.
Breaking news, an Amber Alert has been issued for an 8-year-old girl from Duplin County. This is her picture, what we've learned within the last hour.
And today we won't see the doors open at 11 Durham Public Schools. That's because hundreds of its school employees are not showing up to work. I'm breaking down the latest details about this planned sick out.
And more breaking news within the last few hours. House Republicans have voted to move forward toward impeaching the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. What's next for this rare charge against a cabinet official? A lot going on this Wednesday morning, including widespread rain across the viewing area. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us here. That widespread rain is going to make things pretty inconvenient right this morning. I don't know how much we're going to get in total. Elizabeth Gardner does, though.
Right now,
good morning.
Good morning. It's going to be less than a quarter of an inch, so we're not talking about a lot of rain, but it is going to be with us for a while, pretty much the entire morning commute, for pretty much the entire viewing area. Here's a live look at Dole Doppler 5000 radar. We'll zoom in, and you can see Durham, Raleigh, Creedmoor, Lewisburg, Spring Hope, Chapel Hill, all seeing showers. Really, pretty much everybody's going to see some waves of rain that move through this morning. Here's a look at Futurecast, kicking things off right now at 4:30. We'll pause it at 8 o'clock, and notice we don't see much change. There are definitely going to be pockets where it's dry and pockets where it's wet, and we'll see those waves moving through. Finally, once we get to lunchtime, it's 12:30, we start to see the rain dissipating and gradually moving out. So around 1 o'clock, that should be the end of it. And then we may see a little bit of clearing by later in the afternoon. But for the most part, it's going to be cloudy and cool and wet for a good chunk of the day today. This is a live look at Apex. You can see how wet it is here down Salem Street. Our current temperature, 42, so we're too warm for anything frozen. But 42 and rain is not very pleasant, I'll tell you. 37 in Roxborough, 38 in South Hill, 39 in Goldsboro. So we do have a couple of places where temperatures are in the 30s. We're not going to drop to freezing anywhere. 42 Southern Pines, 40 in Rocky Mount, 44 in Fayetteville. So it's a cool morning for us. We take a look at the system. It's been diving out of the northwest, and it will continue to push south into South Carolina. But it's going to wrap that moisture around us for several hours. So expect some light rain this morning for all of Central North Carolina for our next round of rain. We'll see temperatures cool all day. We're going to hold it in the 40s. We're mostly in the 40s now. We only climb into the upper 40s for this afternoon. Now, starting tomorrow and into Friday, we have some nice weather in our forecast. I'll show you coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. More frustration for parents of Durham Public School students. 11 schools are closed today because of a planned protest over pay. This is the latest fallout in the ongoing staffing crisis with DPS. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning from Jordan High School with why teachers and staff say they are not going to work today. Laura.
Renee, DPS leaders tell us that they are taking this one day at a time. And guess what? The hallways in many of these schools are going to look just like this, quiet and empty. A total of 11 schools, including Jordan High School here, will remain closed today because of the majority of staff refusing to come to work. Parents, you can see a full list of those closed schools on the left of your screen. The Durham Association of Educators and other DPS employees will protest in multiple events today with this sick out in response to the ongoing staffing crisis. School employees say they are upset by the district's failure to be transparent about its budgeting and decision making, its lack of action on years of experience and staff salary. They believe the district's short-term solution for salaries through January is simply not enough. Here we are at January 31st. Despite disruptions for students, many parents support the steps that the affected classified staff members are taking.
This is the heartbeat of our district, and to treat our workers like this and to risk them going to other districts. Every other district in the, you know, in the area has openings, and we have to treat our workers well. And this is unacceptable as a parent.
In a statement, the board chair said that the Board of Education is committed to getting all matters with our employees resolved fairly and as soon as possible. We know of two protests happening today, one at 10 a.m., the other at 2. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're live in Durham.
And breaking news, within the last 30 minutes, an Amber Alert has been issued for this missing 8-year-old girl from Duplin County. Authorities are looking for 8-year-old Callie Holloman. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, and freckles on her face. She's believed to be with Rhonda Holloman. Here's her picture, who is about 5'5", has blonde hair and green eyes. They were last seen on Joe Johnson Road in Warsaw. They may be in a black Acura MDX with North Carolina plates. If you see either of them, please call 911.
Breaking news we've been following. Part of Glenwood Avenue is back open after a crash that had it closed earlier this morning. Brett Neese was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Raleigh police shut down northbound lanes of Glenwood Avenue near Peace Street for about 2 hours overnight after this car hit a tree and overturned. Police say the two people inside only have minor injuries and were checked out by EMS at the scene. This man was driving the car. Police arrested him for an outstanding warrant. I'm working to find out what that warrant was for and if he will face any charges for the crash. I'll keep you updated. Brett Neese, WRL News, Raleigh.
Today, state education leaders will examine crime data from schools across the state. The State Board of Education will take a look at crime and discipline statistics from the 2022 and 23 school year. They're also expected to look at the data that shows disproportionate disciplinary actions against students of color and students with disabilities. The board meets starting at 10 this morning.
Breaking news, around 1 a.m., House Republicans voted to advance their impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, a vote on the articles by the full House of Representatives will happen, although a date for that has not been set. The Homeland Security Committee debated well into the night. All Republicans on the committee voted in favor, while the Democrats were unified against it. House Republicans accused Mayorkas and the Biden administration of disregarding federal laws on immigration. If impeached, that would make Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. North Carolina Republican lawmakers will speak today about the U.S. border crisis and the impact they say is having on North Carolina. House Republicans plan to hold a news conference at 10 this morning. They say they want Governor Cooper to take significant action on behalf of North Carolina.
Today, one of the Johnston County teens killed in a crash on I-95 last week will be laid to rest. A funeral service for 17-year-old Christopher Jackson will happen today at Temple Baptist Church in Selma. Jackson is one of the four teens killed in that crash January 22nd. They were all students at Smithfield Selma High School.
A Henderson man accused of being a child sex offender is facing dozens of charges after leading Wake County deputies on a chase that ended in a crash in Wendell. You're looking at Sky 5 video of that scene yesterday. The crash left one deputy with minor injuries. The sheriff's office says 41-year-old Rayshon Treadwell led deputies on a chase that started just before 5 Tuesday evening. The chase went through a residential area on Riley Hill Road where the crash happened. Two Wake County deputy vehicles were involved in this. The deputies were able to take Treadwell into custody after a short chase. He was wanted out of Henderson on 28 counts of child sex crimes. We're working to learn what additional charges he may face.
A woman will be in court today charged with animal cruelty after dozens of dogs were removed from her Chatham County property. Alicia Culberson is facing 10 charges of animal cruelty. Last week, the sheriff's office took 44 dogs from this home in the Bear Creek community. Many of the dogs were starved and infected with parasites. Six of them had already died.
Raleigh's planned New Bern Avenue bus rapid transit corridor is drumming up debate. Behind me, you can see the route, 10 stops from downtown into East Raleigh. At a public hearing about the plan Tuesday, dozens gave their thoughts for and against the development that would happen around the line. The City Planning Commission says the route will bring faster bus service. It would also rezone more than 700 properties along New Bern Avenue for high-density development. While some say the growth could benefit the area, others express their concerns about property taxes and gentrification.
We don't stabilize black neighborhoods. So I don't know where we're getting all of this lovey-dovey stuff, showing all the love, covering up. We don't do that.
I know you completely support and endorse the plan, but we ask you to be equitable. We ask you to be concerned. We ask you to get back in the community and have more deeper dive conversations around all policies.
Construction on the bus project began in November. Wake County hopes to have it up and running by late 2025.
State lawmakers plan to meet to talk about closing the state veterans home in Fayetteville. Right now, that meeting is scheduled to happen tomorrow. The home had 80 veterans living there. We have learned only 3 people remain at the facility now. There are only 4 state veteran homes in North Carolina, and just before Thanksgiving, families of the veterans were notified that facility would be shutting down February 1st. That sent them scrambling to find new homes for their loved ones.
The one that chose to be at the veterans home, okay? He wanted to be, you know, he served the country. He wanted to be in a veterans home with fellow veterans. And so I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, it's about him, not about me.
Louise Sweeney there now has to travel 2 hours to visit her father at the state veterans home in Kinston. During a meeting Tuesday in Raleigh, lawmakers said they need more information to decide if the facility should be torn down or replaced or just repaired.
A group has filed federal complaints against 2 new laws dealing with transgender students. This is in reference to House Bill 574, which prohibits transgender children from playing in sports aligned with their gender identity, and Senate Bill 49, which some Republican lawmakers call the Parents' Bill of Rights. The Campaign for Southern Equality says North Carolina education officials have failed to stop discrimination against LGBTQ plus students as the laws go into effect. You can find out more about what specifically is in these complaints and what happens next on the education section of WRAL.com.
4:41 right now on your Wednesday. 2 men are recovering after being stranded in the middle of the ocean with just that kayak right there. We will show you the moment they were spotted by a crew on a Carnival cruise ship.
And the Kentucky Derby is over 3 months away, but preparations for the event have already started. We'll show you this year's trophy along with all its sparkling additions.
And we have a rainy start for you this morning. This is a live look at Apex right down Salem Street. Good morning to you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is timing out when those showers will be moving out of our area.
The WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44 and we're kicking things off this morning with some scattered light rain. We're going to see this all the way until lunchtime, so just keep that in mind. Make sure you plan that in your commute this morning. The rain isn't terribly heavy, but it's wet enough out there that it's possible that it would cause some accidents. Of course, Brian Schrader's coming up in just a little while to start tracking that for us this morning. He'll let you know places to avoid. So raining in Durham and Raleigh, Clayton, Smithfield, Rocky Mount, really almost everywhere at the moment is seeing some scattered rain. We'll take a look at Goldsboro and you can see the streets are wet there. And of course, they have their pretty trees lit there. We'll also take a look at Sanford. And you can see here in downtown Sanford, it is wet there. Our temperatures are chilly, but not cold enough for anything frozen. We're looking at upper 30s to mid 40s. We'll see highs in the upper 40s this afternoon.
2 men stranded on a kayak in the Gulf of Mexico are now recovering after being rescued by a Carnival cruise ship. The cruise team spotted them Monday, and those men ended up in the middle of the ocean after their boat sank. So they had to rely on that kayak to survive. The men were given food and medical evaluations once they got on the cruise ship. Officials have not released their names yet.
A Jackie Robinson statue that was stolen last week in Wichita, Kansas, has been found. Police found it in a trash can at a different park from where it was taken, burned, and in pieces. Officers responded to a call about a trash can fire in Garvey Park. And when they put the flames out, they found parts of the statue in that trash can. An investigation is underway.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife were just sentenced to 14 years in prison each for corruption charges. This latest conviction and sentencing were Khan's third since 2022 when he was ousted from power. The couple was also fined $2.8 million each, and the court disqualified Khan for 10 years from holding any sort of public office. His lawyer said that Khan's basic human and fundamental rights had been violated and they would be challenged in higher court.
Thanks, Michelle. The U.S. and China are working together to try to curb the fentanyl epidemic. The U.S. says chemicals from China are fueling that epidemic. And officials from both countries are meeting this week in Beijing to talk about limiting the trade of substances from China's chemicals industry to drug cartels in Mexico. The renewed talks follow a deal struck by President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping when they met in November.
Duke Energy is making it easier for people with electric vehicles to keep their car charged. It launched an EV charger rental program, the Charger Solution Program, which gives residential and business customers the opportunity to lease EV chargers from the company at a low monthly cost. This covers hardware, warranty, and maintenance. Vehicle owners will be able to choose which charger they want and for how long. You can find more information on Duke Energy's website.
There are 10 people in the running to be North Carolina's next governor, but one of them is leading by millions of dollars when it comes to fundraising. Data shows Attorney General Josh Stein, a Democrat, raised nearly $17 million last year in his campaign for governor. Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson was next, bringing in just under $10 million. Stein kicked off 2024 with $11 million in his campaign, and that was close to triple what Robinson had left after raising some money last year.
The Kentucky Derby is set to celebrate 150 years with lots of bling. This year, the winner's trophy will still be made out of 14-karat gold, but will have plenty of added sparkly additions. The trophy is covered in more than 200 rubies, more than 100 emeralds, and also includes lots of diamonds. The 150th running of the Kentucky Derby is set for May 4th. It is going to be ready to shine. Of course, that's in May. We're wrapping up January with some rain out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, a wet Wednesday morning.
Yes, and we're wrapping up January with this much snow, big fat zero. And January statistically is our best chance to see snow. We can see it, you know, in February, and we have a very small chance in March. But statistically, we'll go over that in a little while. We're much more likely to see snow in January than any other month, and we have not been able to do it this year. Dual Doppler 5000 showing rain. Rain only. We're not likely to see anything frozen with this. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s in our northern counties, but it's not going to be cold enough for anything frozen. So it's raining from Roxborough to Lewisburg to Rollsville to Anger, all the way down to Cumberland County right now. We'll take a look at the satellite and radar view. This is an interesting system, a little different than what we mostly see. This is what we call a clipper system. It comes out of Canada. It doesn't have as much moisture with it, so that's why we're only forecasting about a quarter of an inch of rain or so, even though we're going to see rain for a pretty long time. Doesn't have a good tap from the Gulf of Mexico or from the Atlantic. But we are going to see no coverage for a while. We see the rain continuing at 8 a.m. We can almost pick out the counterclockwise flow around that low pressure system. By the time we get to lunchtime, it's fizzling out. It should be completely out of the viewing area by early afternoon. We'll see a northerly flow after that, so we're going to cool off a good bit tonight. Our skies may begin to clear just a little bit before sunset, but definitely looking at a wet first half of the day. Here's a look at Franklinton. You can see the light showers, the wet conditions on the roads. 42 is our temperature right now. Our temperatures only climb into the upper 40s, so it's going to feel pretty similar to what you see when you walk out the door this morning, even into the afternoon. All right, we do have the tower lit up at the top in green for rain that we're going to end up seeing this morning. It is 37 in Roxborough and 38 in South Hill, but elsewhere temperatures are in the low 40s, and it's not likely that we'll see temperatures dropping enough for anything frozen. Our temperatures are about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday, so that keeps us from getting into any frozen precipitation. 48 in Raleigh, 46 Durham, 50 in Fayetteville for our highs this afternoon, so it stays on the chilly side. 53 is our normal high, and we bounce right over that Thursday and Friday. They both look like beautiful days with highs in the low to mid 60s. The weekend looks dry too Saturday and Sunday, but our temperatures will be slightly cooler. Friday is Groundhog Day, and it looks like we're going to end up seeing some sunshine. We'll talk about what the groundhog thinks about the rest of the winter coming up.
We'll determine what we think of him at that point. Thanks, Elizabeth. We're breaking down new data that shows what people were streaming the most during 2023, plus how much time the average person streams per day. It may shock you. Stay with us for that.
And a new Universal theme park is in the works. We're getting our first look at the plans next.
Here's a story that'll melt your heart this morning. An inseparable pair of senior dogs will keep living together after being adopted. 12-year-old dogs Nino and Bella were dropped off at an animal shelter in Phoenix when their owner could no longer care for them. Nino is a pit bull, a pit bull mix, and Bella is a chihuahua. They were able to find friendship, and they do everything together. And now they found their new home together as well.
Bella's usually curled up next to him or laying straight on top of Nino. We call it climbing Nino Mountain. And sometimes we just see her standing on top of him trying to get a better view of the world. So they're really cute and they are inseparable.
Opposites attract. Apparently, the woman who adopted Nemo and Bella says she has a soft spot for senior dogs. In a post on Facebook, the animal shelter wished them a happy life lounging around their new pool.
So adorable. Nielsen has revealed the most streaming movies and shows of 2023. Suits was the top show with more than 57 billion total minutes watched. Bluey was second with nearly 44 billion minutes of watch. NCIS, Grey's Anatomy, and Cocomelon round out the top five. In total, Nielsen reported Americans spent 21 million years worth of time streaming content last year. That's about 1.5 hours a day per person.
Did my best to bring that down. Universal Orlando Resort is revealing the first details of its new theme park. Universal Epic Universe will be its fourth park in Florida. Epic Universe will join Universal Studios Florida, Islands of Adventure, and Volcano Bay Water Park. The new park features five new worlds, including How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, Super Nintendo World, and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic. Epic Universe is expected to open sometime next year.
Okay, that looks amazing. And my nine-year-old is a big Harry Potter fan. Last March, we went to Universal and did Hogsmeade, Diagon Alley. So this is the Ministry of Magic. But that park, they want to put the park back in theme park. So it's going to have more greenways and trees and architecture. It's just going to be beautiful.
I could see you going back.
Oh, I think I need to plan a trip. David and Victoria Beckham are keeping it honest in a new Super Bowl commercial. The company released a teaser for the spot set to air during the big game. In the ad, the Beckhams can't remember what sport it is. It's a recreation of a viral clip from Netflix's Beckham documentary, where David interrupted Victoria during an on-camera interview, telling her to be honest about the car her dad drove her to school in. By the way, it was a Rolls Royce, hence the reason for Victoria's shirt.
She's being honest. 4:57 right now. Issues from Durham Public Schools continue this morning as 11 schools are closed today. WRL's Laura Levine will join us live at 5:30 to tell us about the protest plan today by educators.
And a messy morning commute is ahead today as rain is moving through our viewing area. Coming up, a live look at the road conditions in the WRAL Storm Tracker.
And it's being called a pandemic of snow. Alaska breaking records when it comes to how much snowfall they've seen since the start of the year. WRAL's Ken Smith will join us at 5 to show us how people there are coping.